This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Lila Rose. She's the president of Live Action. You can find them at liveaction.org and learn more about their work for the pro-life cause and specifically their efforts to make sure taxpayer dollars do not go to fund Planned Parenthood. Another website along those lines that they have is exposeplannedparenthood.com. You may remember that in recent years, Live Action has sent girls undercover into Planned Parenthood clinics and claiming they had much older boyfriends that would have amounted to statutory rape. The clinics covered up those alleged crimes. And more recently, they went undercover as pimps and girls being involved in the sex trafficking industry, and the clinics seemed to cover up those as well. As a result of that, the House of Representatives voted to defund Planned Parenthood from taxpayer money for the rest of the current fiscal year. That plan died in the U.S. Senate, but now as the budget fight rears up again, the issue is back in the news. And as a result of all the work that Live Action did and that the House of Representatives did in defunding Planned Parenthood, the organization has gone on a multi-million dollar ad campaign. In fact, here is what Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards told Joy Behar on CNN Headline News.
What's going to happen as a result of this, if this bill would ever becomes law, millions of women in this country are going to lose their health care access, mm-hmm. not to abortion services, to basic family planning, mammograms.
But does Planned Parenthood actually provide mammograms? Well, that's what Live Action wanted to know. And in a series of phone calls to clinics all around the country, here's the reaction they got.
And I'm hoping I can come in, to get a mammogram. Does Planned Parenthood provide those?
We don't.
We don't do mammograms here, though.
We don't offer mammograms?
No.
Do you provide mammograms?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
No, ma'am, I'm sure don't.
We don't provide those services. I can't give you a referral who does.
Okay, like another clinic? Because I'm in Tucson, but I'm willing to travel to another clinic.
Well, it would be at a different agency altogether because we don't provide those services whatsoever.
Don't provide those services whatsoever. Those calls went to clinics in Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Iowa, Nebraska, Tennessee, and Arizona, among others. And Lila, did any of the clinics say that they did provide those services?
No, not a single Planned Parenthood clinic said that they provided the mammogram service. And just to be sure, even though we called 30 different clinics in 27 states, we actually called the PR department yesterday at the end of the day, at the end of doing calls or this past Tuesday, and basically said, we've been calling, we're trying to see if any single clinic, can you direct us to a single clinic that has mammogram equipment that does these tests? And the PR department finally admitted on the phone, actually, we don't do any mammogram services. So part of their whole multi-million dollar PR campaign that their services are so vital to American taxpayers and to American women is built on a false premise that, and playing the fears, playing on cancer fears of women and the American public by saying that they provide the mammogram service. So this is an outright lie, the latest in a number of outright lies by the biggest abortion chain in our country, which is Planned Parenthood.
This is pretty easily verifiable. You didn't need to go undercover to do this. You just called up a series of clinics around the country. Why do you think they made this the hallmark of that campaign when it's so obvious that that's not part of the services they provide?
Well, you know what's so fascinating about this is that you're exactly right. This is such an obvious and easy fact check to see whether or not they actually do provide the mammogram. But still, the sister network for CNN, Headline News, Joy Behar show, the Cecile Richards, is being unchecked. She's the president of Planned Parenthood, is openly saying that access to mammograms would be lost by millions of women if taxpayer funds stopped Planned Parenthood. Even Senator Boxer from my home state of California, Barbara Boxer, has been going around saying that Planned Parenthood provides the mammogram, so it needs millions in taxpayer dollars. I mean, major media, CNN, HLN, the different San Francisco gate in California has been reporting that Planned Parenthood provides mammograms through Senator Boxer, through Planned Parenthood president, and yet this is a blatant, it's an easy fact check, and it's an outright lie. So this just goes to show the amount of deception that Planned Parenthood very blatantly and boldly does for the American people in an attempt to cover up many different abuses, and that's our other investigative projects, but also to justify the $350 million taxpayer dollars that they receive every year.
Let me have you respond now to the Planned Parenthood statement, which I assume you've seen and read. And they say, first of all, in addition to trying to discredit your organization of being an extreme organization and having a political agenda and so forth, it says, Planned Parenthood provides a wide range of preventive health care services to millions of women through its 800 health centers, including contraception, pap tests, annual exams, HIV, and other STI tests, and life-saving breast exams. They say they do conduct 800,000 breast cancer screenings annually. They just don't do mammograms. So does that minimize what you've uncovered here, or is this just an effort to spin what is obviously a very bad story for them?
Two responses. It's definitely an effort to spin. First of all, Planned Parenthood is trying to trick the American public and trick women, young women like myself, into believing that the only place we can go for if the pap smear is a Planned Parenthood clinic. That's a blatant lie. There are almost 7,000 federally qualified health centers with much more comprehensive care, many of them that do provide the mammogram test that is actually the only sure way to discover breast cancer. A manual breast exam is not 100% sure way to detect breast cancer. It actually sometimes can provide many false positives. You might think you have breast cancer, but you don't. It's only the first amount of testing. So that's false to say that that's somehow going to reveal to women whether or not they have breast cancer. But there are 7,000 federally qualified health centers that are vying, that are fighting with Planned Parenthood on the local level for this funding, for government funding. If we're going to be funding anybody, it shouldn't be the biggest abortion chain. It shouldn't be an organization that's covering up abuse, but it should be places that provide comprehensive health care, that really do provide these services needed by men, women, and children. So that's the first point. The second point is we can't stress enough, and we have to remind ourselves and review the evidence that this organization, along with being the biggest abortion chain, is not a safe place for women. That we've proved again and again that they cover up the sexual abuse of underage girls, that they're willing to aid and abet in the trafficking of young girls. They refuse to make the mandated report for sexual abuse, that they become a safe haven for abusers by giving out powerful hormonal contraception and secret abortions to underage girls. People need to see this and realize this and say, enough is enough. Money should not be going, no matter how many pap smears they might do. If we want to support protecting women and support guarding women's health care, we should be funding, if anyone, those federally qualified health centers besides Planned Parenthood, and definitely not be funneling $350 million into this corrupt and abusive organization.
And we'll get your thoughts on the ongoing budget debate in just a moment. It strikes me, though, Lila, that there may potentially be a second headline in here, in addition to obviously all these clinics not actually providing mammogram screenings for women as advertised by Cecile Richards and many of these other media campaigns that they've done. This is part of the conversation very early on in the video that your caller has with someone who identifies herself as Samantha at a Georgetown Planned Parenthood clinic. Samantha ends up referring the caller to someone else and says this during the process.
Let me give you a number to one family health centers, because they're going to be able to advise you a little better than I am, because we don't deal with the health side of it so much. We're mostly a surgical facility.
In addition to the fact that the caller did follow up, call that clinic, and not get any further on trying to line up a mammogram, Samantha at the Georgetown Planned Parenthood Center says that they're essentially a surgical facility. What surgeries do they do besides abortion, and what does that admission tell us about Planned Parenthood?
That's the only surgery that they do. When she says we're a surgical facility, she's referring to the surgical abortions that Planned Parenthood does, sometimes through the second trimester, of our innocent unborn brothers and sisters of unborn children across the country. And she even says, we don't really deal with the health side of it so much. I mean, they don't deal with the health side. They deal with literally killing. That is 40% of their clinic income, abortion. And so even though they are the biggest abortion chain, and it's 98% of their pregnancy services is abortion, they do over 300 abortions for every adoption referral. I mean, that just goes to show the ideology at work in this organization. They're still trying to trick the public into believing that this organization has to do with women's health and women's health care, but it's an outright lie. This is an abortion chain, the biggest abortion chain. Abortion is their number one priority, and in the process of pushing abortions on the American people and trying to get taxpayer dollars for it, they are also covering up the sexual abuse of young girls. These are the facts, and this is what people need to know about, especially at this time of fiscal crisis when taxpayers are concerned about how Washington is spending their money.
Well, let's conclude our conversation there, Lila. Obviously, as we mentioned earlier, House Republicans included the defunding of Planned Parenthood in their initial continuing resolution for the rest of the fiscal year. In these shorter resolutions, however, that funding was still there. And now, of course, there's a huge question as to whether it'll be in this larger bill that both sides are trying to hammer out here. What's your sense on that, and what will be the result if Republicans can't get this done? What will be your opinion of them?
Well, first of all, I think that we need to, the battle is raging like you're saying, and so we need to be giving it all we got right now and calling our representatives, calling our senators, regardless of their position on abortion, and urging them in a time of fiscal crisis to stop funding an organization that lies, that covers up sexual abuse, and that it focuses on pushing an abortion-first ideology. So we have an action center for that that's exposeplannedparenthood.com. Exposeplannedparenthood.com is the action center for you to call your representatives, call your senators, learn more. more. But regardless of, I mean, it is a budget battle right now. The Senate and the House are in negotiations about the 2011 budget, whether or not they're going to fund Planned Parenthood $1 million more a day. So we need to be acting at this crucial time in the grassroots. But even if Congress continues to fund Planned Parenthood, or if they choose to stop funding Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood, besides receiving or not receiving taxpayer dollars, is still operating in our communities and in our neighborhoods. So the first task is to ensure that not a single tax dollar goes to this group. And the second task is to work on the community level to limit their ability to cover up abuse and commit abortions in our own neighborhoods, sometimes across the street from our own schools. So this is a battle, a cultural battle, that we need to all be awaken, we need to all be standing up strong in, because this violence, this abuse cover-up, these lies are happening in our midst, and we need to stand up to it.
Again, the website for action is exposedplannedparenthood.com. Lila, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Lila Rose is president of Live Action. You can find more about the organization at liveaction.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.